T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joined by the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, who joins us this morning, as he does every Tuesday on the WaveForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Trav, I know you didn't fill out a bracket, but if you did, would your bracket still be in pretty good shape right about now?
I got one right. I got Murray State right.
You did. You did get that one right. You did call that one.
Yeah, you did.
He did call that one. Okay. We give you that.
Travis, you know, yesterday we were talking about Trey and the Rookie of the Year and the voting. And I know you have no control over Rookie of the Year voting, but I did think it was interesting to note because I found that the Dallas Morning News wrote a big column saying if you're thinking about voting for Trey Young over Luka Doncic for Rookie of the Year, it's just absolutely absurd, which is to say there's some people in Dallas that are a little worried that Luka's not going to win the award.
Yeah, I didn't see that story. Luka's obviously had a great year for them there in Dallas, so I understand why they're certainly pleased with him and feel excited about it all. Obviously, we're extremely pleased with the growth that we've seen in Trey throughout the year. It's no secret Trey had 1 month where he struggled, and that was November. But you know, since December 1st, he's averaging 19.9 points a game. I think shooting like 44% from the field and 38% from three. So we're excited with the growth we've seen in him after kind of a rough start, which obviously is not unusual for a rookie, especially a rookie point guard coming in. So we're happy with it. We're excited about the possibility of having two picks in the top 10 this year. Obviously, that pick from Dallas is protected to the top 5. So there's, I think, about a 33% chance Dallas could get lucky and jump up. But then again, there's, 67% chance we get that pick. So it's exciting for us.
I know that, watching Trae Young and seeing him grow, I'm curious to know if he is where you thought he would be at this point in the season, or is he far ahead of schedule in your mind?
That's a good question. I guess I didn't spend a whole lot of time worrying about where he'd be at this time of the year. I think the biggest focus was that we just saw progress throughout the year. I think early on, the thing that surprised me most was just his ability to get to the lane and finish. That was a real question mark for him. Coming in, We all knew about the shooting, especially from the long range, and that's gotten better as the year's gone on, as we know. I think that his floater, which didn't get a lot of publicity at Oklahoma, we felt would be a real strength for him, and we're seeing that play out as well. So I think all in all, I'm not going to sit here and say that we felt like this is exactly where he'd be. Coming off a player of the week in the NBA is a great honor for a rookie. First time that's been done this year by a rookie. So to say that we thought we'd be this far ahead probably would be inaccurate, but we're not surprised, obviously, that he's having success in the league. Obviously, we felt like he would have success, or we wouldn't have picked him in the first place.
Yeah, we're talking with Travis Schlenk, GM of the Atlanta Hawks. Travis, do you guys sit around the players, the coaches, and talk about things like, is it a topic of conversation that he should win Rookie of the Year, co-Rookie of the Year? Is that something you talk about?
No, we don't sit around and talk about it. There's enough people on TV and on social media doing that, so we don't have to worry about it. And like you said, it's really out of our hands, right? It's voted on by the media. It's not voted on by the coaches. It's not voted on by players, like All-Star stuff. It's straight a media vote. There's some people out there, like you said, the story in Dallas, they think you're crazy for considering it. There's other people out there that feel like it's closer than most people think. I do think the one thing I will say, I do think it's crazy that, a lot of people feel like just because Trey had a bad month that it takes him out of contention. What we've seen is Trey each month get a little bit better. And Luka got off to a great start. And, you know, his numbers have gone down, at least, you know, from efficiency standpoints between now and then. And to discount, you know, one guy's numbers going down, to discredit another guy who had one bad month at the beginning seems kind of crazy. But it is what it is. And, you know, we'll let the media do what they have to do.
Travis Schlenk joining John and Hugh, talking about the Atlanta Hawks. A couple of big dates coming up after the season is over. The draft will be June 20th in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. But before that, about a month before that, on May 14th in Chicago, is the ping pong lottery. And I know that it's going to be a very – we're all going to be on pins and needles, Travis. You are as well. Are you going to go – who represents the team at the NBA draft lottery? Do you?
No, we're going to have Jamie Gertz up there again. She brought us luck last year and got us up to the third pick, so she'll be our representative on stage. Certainly, I'll be there in the crowd, but she's a lot prettier than I am, so we're going to put her up there and let people look at her as opposed to look at me.
I'm not going to argue your point there. Yeah, he's right about that.
So, Trav, I'm going to need you to follow me for a minute because I have this question, and I'm going to word it in a way that it doesn't get anybody in trouble. So you ready? I'm going to word it in a way that it doesn't get anybody in trouble.
You mean anybody? You mean you?
Well, him. Because we've been kind of skirting a little bit. There's this dude that plays basketball for this team. He's like 7 foot forever, and he had a pretty good game this weekend. And me and John were having this conversation about whether or not, with this guy's size, would his game translate to the NBA in this day and age. Do you see a guy possibly being able to, with that kind of size, being able to play in the NBA in this day and age?
I think the real factor when you start talking about guys that are so big is, are they mobile? Are they going to be able to get up and down the court and keep up with the pace of play? Let's say, hypothetically speaking, if this player is a collegiate athlete and his team just sits back in a zone all game long and he can just stand in front of the rim the whole game, in the NBA you can't do that. There's a defensive 3-second rule, and you know, the vast majority of times you're in a man-to-man offense. And as a big guy, one of the most important things you have to be able to do defensively is guard and pick and rolls, which means be able to move side to side. So, you know, the way the game's played now, if you don't have lateral quickness or have the ability to move side to side, it makes it really tough for you to play in this league.
Yeah, it is interesting how it's changed and the game has changed. It has become so much more of a game where you have to be able to get up and down the court, and the big guys don't usually dominate like they used to. I mean, it used to be you were 7'2", 7'3", 7'6", or whatever. You had a place in the NBA, and now they look at you and go, well, I don't know. You know, maybe,
no,
maybe
I mean,
not.
And we've seen that the rule changes, right? Like, there's no more hand checking. You can't be physical on the perimeter. You know, guarding guys, you know, the old Jordan rules. You remember the Pistons used to just, you know, clobber him every time he went in the lane. You know, the game has changed. It's a much more free-flowing game, and scoring as a result is up, pace of play as a result is up, but it's really put an emphasis on skill. And do you have the ball skills? Can you dribble, pass, and shoot? As opposed to, are you, like you said, 6'8", 250 pounds and strong attack? I think one of the things that, as a side effect, that, you know, all the triple-doubles you see out there now, you never used to see as many triple-doubles as you do now, because the game used to be, A, slower, so there are less opportunities for assists and rebounds. And the rebounds, if you weren't, you know, a seven-footer standing in the lane, you wouldn't get a rebound. Mm-hmm. But now, because there's so many three-point shots and the floor is so spread, there's a way more long rebound, so it's much easier for guards to get those rebounds. And those are just some of the side effects. And I'm not taking anything away from the guys that go out there and get those triple doubles, but, you know, I don't think you would see that if they're playing in the 90s, just because the style of play and the pace of play is so much different.
Hawks and Pelicans tonight, final eight games of the season, playing through the tape for the Atlanta Hawks with these youngsters and seeing, you know, what they can get to, 30 wins, 31. You know, I don't know if they can get to 30, but, you know, we'll see what they can do in terms of, you know, trying to finish the season strong. And all as we talked about last week, all in all, this season is going to be marked as a success because it's a foundational season. I think, Travis, already some of us, like me, are looking at this as you have really laid the groundwork. You, Coach Pierce, most notably Tony Ressler, Jamie Gertz, everybody, all the assistants have really laid the groundwork for the Hawks to have success. And as you go into the draft of free agency, I think, you know, you challenge yourself, but suddenly you're going to have something going into this offseason with the success that you've had with these youngsters that you haven't dealt with so far with the Atlanta Hawks, and that is you're going to have expectations.
Yeah, no, listen, there's no question that it's been a good year for us. You know, our young guys have, as we talked about, you know, not just Trey, but the rest of the group, we continue to show improvement along the way. You know, hopefully we do get lucky on the 14th, and, you know, if we end up with, you know, best case scenario, I guess for us would be to have the first and the sixth pick. You know, worst case scenario would have, you know, just the eighth pick or something like that. So, you know, either way we look at it, we're going to have at least one really good pick. Hopefully we have two good picks, and, you know, once that lottery comes, we'll know where we are, and, you know, we'll be able to start pinpointing guys that we're looking at, and so it's exciting. And I think you are right. I think that there is a good vibe not only here in the city about the Hawks, but around the league. So it'll be good, and it'll be interesting to see. You know, hopefully, as you said, with expectations, how our young guys react to that, because there will be a difference in that for sure.
Hey, Travis, do appreciate it. As always, look forward to the game tonight, and of course, back home Sunday against the best team in the NBA so far this season against Milwaukee. Thanks. Do appreciate it.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.